feel like I should know you. I feel like we have met before. You're telling me familiar stories. You're telling me things I've heard before. I am seduced by the promises you make, and I am charmed, but that's not all that it takes. And you should remember that actions speak louder than words. I wanna take you on my journey. I wanna take you all the way with me. I wanna see the morning glory and see the things I've never seen.
Tune called Maybe off of the new CD by the Henry Girls. It's called Louder Than Words and just came out in January. And the Henry Girls are from Ireland. It's a trio of girls whose last name is actually McLaughlin, as it happens. And we'll learn how they got that name because they're with us live on Live and Local today. They're playing tonight at what is a new venue in Champaign. It's called the Upper Bout. It's actually a music store and guitar store on South Neal Street as a presentation of Heartland Gallery and Jan Chandler, who runs that organization, which has a story behind it as well. Let me introduce Jan first. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for bringing these ladies in for
Thank
the
you.
Gig.
Thank you. And I just wanted to point out, too, that the Upper Bout and Sylvia's Irish Inn are co-presenters with Heartland Gallery.
Mm-hmm. So the Karen, Lorna, and Jolene staying at Sylvia's Irish Inn, that's correct. In Urbana. Mm-hmm. So you have an interesting story how you ran into these folks, literally.
Right.
Almost literally.
Well, for Heartland Gallery, I make a trip every January to Ireland for a big crafts trade fair in Dublin. And then sometimes I make my way traveling throughout the country for a little bit before coming back home. And last year in January, my husband John and I were over there, and we decided to go up north to Donegal. And by way of Derry, we wanted to see the new Peace Bridge that they built in Derry. And I happened to bump into them at a bus station. They had just come back from Germany, and I saw them with their musical instruments, and I decided to just go over and start talking to them. And I gave one of them my business card and said, if you're ever touring in the U.S., please give me a call. I enjoy having concerts in my local gallery. At the time, I didn't know that I would be closing the gallery. So when they finally contacted me, I kind of rushed to try to find another space for them to perform in.
And you found the Upper Bout, which is
very fortunate to find the Upper Bout, which just opened. So, yeah.
And just for the record, Jan doesn't have her own storefront anymore in downtown Urbana, which the loss of which I personally mourn. I quite like going in there.
Well, thank you.
She does have a couple of places where she displays her wares, and you can. How would they most easily find you?
Well,
online?
If they come to the concert tonight, they can stop in and see one of my booths because it's in the very same building, inside Crossroads Corner Consignment. So this building is at 723 South Neal, and for those who have been in this area for a long time, they would know it as the old JBJ gift store. In that building, it is now divided up into several different businesses, and Crossroads Corner Consignment is one, and I'm in that space. Just down the hall is the Upper Bout, where they will be performing.
Okay, and that starts at 7:30 tonight.
Correct.
I mentioned their names, but let me introduce to you Karen Lorna and Jolene McLaughlin. They're with us in the studio, and multi-instrumentalists and vocalists all, which is not to say multi-vocalists all, but multi-instrumentalists. And they also sing, usually together and in some really nice harmonies. Thanks for making the trek to Urbana and for coming in here for a little early gig.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah, the Henry girls, but you're the McLaughlin girls.
We are McLaughlin girls, but the McLaughlin is actually very... It's a very common name, especially where we come from. There's a lot of different families, even, you know, different clans. And so everyone kind of gets a name, a nickname, a clan name to distinguish from the other families. So we get Henry, and our grandfather was Henry. So all our cousins and aunts and uncles and, you know, everybody are known as the Henrys rather than McLaughlins.
So Henry is a last name in this case, or a first name?
It's just a name. It's sort of just a family name, I suppose, rather than. Yeah, it's funny. I don't know. Not a lot of places have that, I suppose, system. But we tend to, like, even last night we were playing and we met a couple of girls, whose grandfather or great grandfather came from the same area, but he was a Doherty, and they also had a nickname because there's so many Dohertys. It's just to distinguish people. You know, we would be known as the Henry McLaughlins. and some people get called after their grandfather's, like, trade or, you know, their job or whatever. You know, so it'd be like some people would be known as the Saddlers, or we've got cousins who are called the Hatters. And there's also a family called the Eggs, and which is... strange name.
The Henry is not one of those kind of, unless a Henry is something I don't know about.
Or yeah, Henry. We're Henry just because Granda was Henry, and he had Henry Hollage. He had I suppose he was just known in the area. So there's not that many Henrys, so we became the Henrys.
And now you're the Henry girls.
Yeah, and it was all girls in our family, all six girls, no boys. So, and then our uncle had all boys. So we were always called the Henry Girls, and they were called the Henry Boys, and that's how people, especially because we played music locally, and people tended to just refer to us as the Henry Girls or the Henry Sisters. And
so if there's six Henry Sisters, how come there's only three of you in the band?
Well, they copped out a bit. They sort of.
Are they also musicians?
Well, they're not as a living. You know, they don't. They're not as a profession. They all play. They all sing. We kind of all grew up playing music, in school and, you know, just in the house. But the other three, we did play together as a group when we were younger, but the other three just, I don't know, they weren't as interested in kind of taking it on professionally as. And we did. The three of us all went on and studied music and that's what we do as a lifestyle.
Studying traditional music or studying other kinds of music?
Well, I mean,
does that
we all
vary
do different.
Depending.
Yeah.
Well, speak for yourself then.
Well, for me, I did a Bachelor of Music degree, so I studied all kinds of music and in that degree, and the traditional music was one of the modules. World music was another module. I did a bit of jazz, classical. You know, it was just an all-round music degree.
And Karen plays fiddle, ukulele you have with you, and also banjo as well as piano.
Yeah. I tend to pick anything up that has strings.
And might play all three of them during the course of the afternoon.
Maybe.
Well, we'll make the rounds, finish the rounds in a minute, but why don't we have another song? A live one.
Okay, we could do a live song.
Yeah, since you're here.
Yeah, why not?
Seeing as we were talking about being sisters, we'll sing a song that's called Sing My Sister Down.
Okay.
It's on our last album called December Moon.
Meaning the one just before the one I
sampled. One before the new one. actually made five recordings, five albums so far.
It's the Henry Girls live on Live and Local, and they'll be playing in Champaign tonight at 7:30.
Down, down, we went down. Down, down, we went down. Down from the higher ground. Oh, to sing my sister down. Down, we went down, down from the higher ground. Oh, to sing my sister down. Oh, my dear sister, what have you done? Everyone was watching as we walked out in the midday sun. I can tell by your eyes that you're frightened, but I know you did what you had to do. When you picked up that axe handle, you were in charge of what was gonna happen to you. We went down, down, we went down. Down, down, we went down. Down from the higher ground. Oh, to sing my sister down. I wish I had more time to say goodbye. Glaring at the bonfire light, singing songs for putting babies to sleep. And to soothe broken hearts at night. No coming unstuck from this one. You couldn't let that handle lie. We knew you'd be too angry once the glitter wore off. We all knew that he had to die. Sister down, 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 we went down. sister down.
That's the name of the song by the Henry Girls, who also performed it here on Live and Local, live in our studio on FM 90.9, with Karen taking the lead vocals, and of course all three in the harmony. Karen played the fiddle, Lorna on the accordion, and Jolene on the harp. They're going to be playing tonight at the Upper Bout Guitar and Music Store at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign. If you haven't heard of that place, you can be entirely forgiven because it's almost brand new, I guess. And I hadn't either. But I gather they have some space there for performances, and the show's there tonight at 7:30. Co-presentation of Heartland Gallery, Sylvia's Irish Inn, and the Upper Bout. And partially funded by Culture Ireland, it says right here. This is the second, actually it's the third week, third Monday in a row we've had musicians from Ireland on the show, as it happens. And it's the second week in a row that we've had an Irish piano accordionist, which is a little unusual, I guess, because I usually think of the button accordion reference to Irish music.
Yeah, well, they're both very common and very popular in Ireland.
He claimed this one was the piano one was not as popular.
Was his name Alan Kelly?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It was and it is, yeah.
Yeah, he's a brilliant player. He plays a lot with a singer called Eddie Reader, Scottish singer. But, no, I think a piano accordion is... it's very different from the button accordion. I actually think the button accordion is too confusing for me, because when you squeeze it in one way, it plays one note, and then you squeeze it the other way, and it plays another note. And for me, that's too much.
So is that typical of a concertina?
Yeah, it's like a concertina. Yeah. They're the same idea, the same mechanism. But the piano accordion is just like, you know, it's just like an inflatable piano, really. You know, like I taught myself how to play the accordion because I learned the piano when I was a child. So I find it's really easy to play the piano accordion. Yeah, it's just getting used to the left hand is the thing, because you can't see it.
Well, yeah, and I can see it, but I never quite understand what accordionists are doing with the left hand. It's just a whole bunch of white buttons, a lot of them.
It's a bit like... I don't know, you just have to kind of feel around, and they've got, it's a bit like Braille, like you have little signals where you know where you are, because otherwise it would be kind of confusing. But no, I really, really enjoy playing the accordion.
And what do those buttons do?
Well, they just give the...
So they essentially play the drone or the chord?
Yeah, they can play, I use it a lot for drones, but it can play, you know, it can give you a bass note. In the absence of a bass guitarist or, you know, or something, you can get a lot out of the accordion.
And on your recordings, you sometimes do have a bass guitarist, or at least a bassist of some kind.
Oh, and on our recordings, we have a whole band. We even have a choir on the recordings, but and live, I'm afraid, most of the time it's just the three of us because, well, a lot of the time it's just easier to travel with three people. If we took the band, there would be at least seven or eight people.
And a lot more stuff.
A lot more stuff.
And a lot more money.
Exactly.
And you'd need a bus.
You would need a bus. And we're not quite at that stage yet where we can afford to bring a tour bus.
Well, not quite at that stage, but you've been playing professionally, what, for about 10 years as a trio or longer than that even?
Yeah, maybe coming up in, I'd say, I'd say we recorded our first album in 2002.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've been kind of, it's been on and off, I suppose, since then. And before that, myself and Lorna had kind of had travelled over to Australia and been playing music over there. And we came back and kind of convinced Julian to to join us and in making more music.
Yeah.
And we started then just making recordings. That was our first album.
But we didn't really start touring until 2011. So there was lots. But don't worry, there lots of other things happened in our lives in between.
Well,
then.
I haven't. I wasn't going to pry. If so, you want to talk about that.
You know, well, I suppose just like the way things have happened is just that we've had a few opportunities more recently that have sort of led us to the stage that we're at now, where we're touring a lot outside of Ireland. You know, we've done quite a lot of touring in Germany and Austria. So, and then this is our third tour in America.
So you're making the rounds of all the best places.
Yeah.
For those who did catch the beginning of the show and heard a song off of your new CD, they probably would not have guessed until I said so that you were an Irish trio, because it's, I would not say that music sounds particularly Irish, at least in a traditional way. There's lots of other music that comes out of Ireland than traditional music, but certainly when I have Irish music on the show, that's usually what it is. And you're often described as combining Irish folk music and or Irish traditional music with Americana. And I'm curious to know what that mix means to you, and why Americana instead of Germanica or something.
It's not even something that we've set out to do. I suppose it's just when you're doing music and you're out there and you're in the commercial world, people want to sort of identify you. But what we do is just we try to do music that we really enjoy doing. And then when we play it, people say it sounds American influenced. So I think that would show that we've listened to a lot of American music. Like a lot of we listened a lot to the Andrews Sisters, we listened a lot to the Everly Brothers, you know, and our mum was a big fan of that type of music. So, you know, so that you can hear that coming out. But then, you know, obviously we grew up in Ireland and we listened to a lot of traditional Irish music as well. So it's just, I think you are what you hear, you know, you are what you eat.
But then, and then in that respect, you could then say that maybe American music sounds Irish. You know, maybe it's like which came first, the chicken or the egg. I think Americana and folk music in general, I think it just, there's a general, you know, there's a style there in all kinds of folk music. You know, I think there's a story and there's melodies, and you know, it's certain instruments are, you know, associated with folk music. So then I think in Americana or American folk music, there's similar instrumentation, like maybe not so much the harp. I think that's probably what makes it sound more Irish, but there's, you know, there's certainly accordions, fiddles, mandolins,
banjos,
ukuleles, banjos. Yeah. You know, it's all, we're kind of, I think it's just a cultural kind of
melting pot.
Yeah, it's fusion, and it's like, it's, you know, a lot of music, I suppose, especially in the East Coast and Appalachian music, has definitely been influenced by Irish and Scottish folk music, I think. And,
oh, there's no question.
Yeah, so I think, you know, that's, maybe it's just, it's now the world is so, you know, it's so small. Everyone's, you know, kind of able to hear so much music and, you know, and get there. You can be influenced by any music, no matter where you are now, I think so.
Yeah, so but I think the key thing about what we do is harmonies as well. And it's not, you know, in Irish music, the tradition is seannos, which is unaccompanied singing by one person. And there wasn't really much of a tradition of harmony singing in Ireland for years and years until Clannad came along, and then they started doing harmonies. But their harmonies were completely their own. Like, they weren't really basing it on anything that came before. They just were inventing a new style of music, and that's become very identified as Irish, you know, music.
But and when were they?
Clannad have been around, they have been going for about 30 years.
Enya's family.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Enya.
Oh, Enya.
Enya.
Yeah, okay.
Her brothers and sisters and uncles have a band called Planet. And they're, well, they've been touring the world for years, and they've had a, you know, they've had their music used, and one of their songs was used in the theme for Harry's Game. And things like that. They're very, very famous and very
Well, it's one of those bands that I knew the name of, but I actually haven't ever explored their music. Enya, I've heard of, at least.
Yeah. And Enya created her own sound as well. It's not even particularly traditional Irish.
No.
You know, so, you know, there's, I think everybody's just kind of been influenced by all sorts of things. You know, Enya's music is very influenced by, like, the modern technology as well. What she creates isn't acoustic music, you know, so... Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
a lot of her work is electric. She doesn't do live concerts, for example.
Oh, she doesn't?
No, she doesn't tour.
Oh,
she never did.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it's too hard to recreate what she does live, you know.
Yeah, I could imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you said the Andrews sisters and the Everly brothers, I thought, oh, that song you just sang is of the sort of harmony that either of those might have done, except there were three. Were there three Andrews sisters?
Mm-hmm. There were, yeah.
Yeah, but only two Everly brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So the latter would be a little trickier than the former.
Yeah.
It's the Henry Girls here on Live and Local, live in her studio today. They're playing in Champaign, a 7:30 show tonight. I'm Kevin Kelly, the host of the show. I'm not sure I ever said that today, but if you're regular listeners, you probably know that. Our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-333-4577. Why don't we have us another song? Or is it a tune?
Couldn't ask for more, yeah. Well, it's funny, this sort of leads on from what you were just talking about, the Andrews sisters. This is a song that we wrote, but you'll know immediately when you hear it who we were influenced by.
But it also has some people say it sounds kind of bluegrassy. But and this song we actually recorded on another little EP that we did with a bluegrass band from West Virginia called The Fox Hunt. And we were commissioned by a festival at home called the Errigal Arts Festival. They got The Fox Hunt to come over to Ireland, and we all kind of wrote some music together and performed and did a bit of a tour in Ireland, and we performed in Scotland. And then we also did the Mountain Stage Radio on NPR. We came over and did a few shows with them over here as well. So that was one of the kind of, you know, that was the Errigal Arts Festival just wanted to kind of show how the two musics are so closely, you know, combined and can work so well together. So that was I think you can download those songs. But anyway, we did this song with them, The Fox Hunt.
I've seen many things and I've had my ups and downs. I've been around the block a few times, oh, I've been through many towns. But I can't think of anything that pleases me much more. And when I'm by your side, I couldn't ask for more. I've kissed many lips and I've held a hand or two. And I found love a couple of times, but no one compares to you. And my heart can't help skipping a beat when you're knocking at my door. And when I'm by your side, I couldn't ask for more. So come with me and sit with me under the pale moonlight. And we will hold each other close as the stars are shining bright. Forget about your worries and your cares the whole night through. Come a little closer and now whisper, I love you. I've cried many tears and broken many hearts. When it comes to loving you, oh, no one can tear us apart. But I can't think of anything that pleases me much more than when I'm by your side, I couldn't ask for more. So come with me and sit with me under the pale moonlight. We will hold each other close as stars are shining bright. Forget about your worries and your cares the whole night through. Come a little closer and there I'll whisper, I love you. I've cried many tears and broken many hearts. When it comes to loving you, oh, no one can tear us apart. But I can't think of anything that pleases me much more than when I'm by your side, couldn't ask for more. But I can't think of anything that pleases me much more when I'm by your side, when I have you right by my side. When I'm by your side, couldn't ask for more.
You all look like you especially enjoyed that song.
That's good fun.
Not that you didn't look like you enjoyed the last song, but this one looked like you had something on your mind while you were singing it that was somehow amusing. It's the Henry Girls, Jolene, Karen, and Lorna. And Jolene went over to the piano for that one. And glad we hooked that up after all. We didn't know that we were going to do that ahead of time. And Karen on the ukulele, Lorna just singing away. While I was listening to that, I was kind of wondering what must it have been like in your house to grow up with not only the three of you but also the other three girls. Was there just music going on all the time?
There was a lot of music, yeah. And our parents were big into music, but our dad played. He played the button accordion. I think that's why none of us have played it, because he used to play it when we were all kind of, you know, sleeping in, and he would play it like to get us to get up out of bed. Like it would be like, you know, there would be our alarm clock, so it was like he would just sit and play all these old Irish tunes.
That's a good reason to hate it. You just reminded me actually of my own dad getting us up, but he didn't play anything. He would just come sing, and it would usually be like 3 a.m. I don't know why my parents decided that for summer vacations we had to get up at 3 a.m. Oh. I always thought that was wrong. But he'd sing, "You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up." Except Dad can't hold a key.
Oh.
He can hold a key if he's singing with other people, but when he's by himself, you know, in the course of two phrases, he'll probably have changed it 3 times. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, yeah. That's a digression.
Well, no, so there was that, and I mean, that sounded like that would have put anybody off playing any music, but I mean, no, not really. But he also, and our mum loved singing, and her aunt, or her sister, our aunt, loved singing as well. And like all our mum's family were really into singing, and they always sang in harmony, and you know, so one thing that was always happening in our house was a lot of parties and family get-togethers that always involved some sort of a concert or session or sing-song and that kind of thing. 3 o'clock in the morning, we would sometimes be woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning by, you know, a party or a sing-song, and come on down and sing a song, and you know, so it was always there, and there's always great musicians in the area and great teachers. You know, we were fortunate to grow up in an area that had a real genuine love of music and support for teaching music in schools. So I think we kind of all had that. And you know, you go through phases, I suppose, when you're a teenager as well, where you just don't want to do especially traditional music, or you don't want to do anything that's kind of just means sitting practicing. So you know, we'd all sort of done piano lessons and traditional music at school, and then gave it up, and then later on, then you're going, oh, I wish now I want to get back to it, you know. So there's a bit of that, and you meet loads of kids around Ireland who, you know, whenever they're older, then they all regret maybe not having stuck at their tin whistle or whatever. But yeah, there's a lot of music around, I suppose.
When did you decide that it was more than that for the three of you.
When
just about, yeah, just about the time you decided to start make the records 12 years ago, or
It sort of came about by accident in a way. We were invited to perform at a festival in Italy, so that was a really good sort of thing to be asked to do.
So how do you get asked to do that if you're not doing anything yet?
No, because one of the things that we used to do in our community, there's a like a carnival kind of a community, and like there was always some sort of a pageant or a street carnival, and we were always involved. All six girls in the family were all involved in some way, either drumming or dancing or making costumes, or just we were all really involved in it. And we met these people who had come over from the Notting Hill Carnival in London, and they were over, and they were all fascinated by the fact that the six sisters were all in the group, you know, playing and singing and dancing and whatever. And they had been going over and back to this festival in Italy for a long time, doing carnival stuff, and they told them about us. But the festival in Italy were like, oh, do they all play Irish music and sing together? And we were like, well, not really, because we all had, I suppose, you know, a bit of a knowledge of playing, and maybe we had a bit more so. But so then we decided, right, okay, let's make a group, and we established a group called Inish, with the six sisters singing and playing, and it was a medieval drama festival in Italy. And but we were part of the, I suppose, the fringe part, where there was music and there was a bit of carnival as well. So we were invited to do that, and that was really great fun, and everybody enjoyed the fact that we all got, you know, to experience this festival in Italy. But after that, then it was really the other three just decided they weren't keen to do it again. Whereas the rest of us just thought, right, this is great and really good fun and a good opportunity to travel, and we just really enjoyed the process of getting the material ready and playing it together. So I think it was from then that we started to really, you know, wanted to be more professional about it. So I think then,
it was a starting point.
So what is the process of getting material ready? Is it a three-way shared from the beginning, or does somebody come up with a tune, or somebody says, hey, let's do something in the style of the Andrew Sisters, or how does that work for you? Because most of what you do is original, right?
Yeah, I'd say about 80% of it. I think it's just a case of, if somebody has an idea, then you sit down and like work it out. Like somebody will have an idea, and then we'll bring it, the three of us come together and try and work something out. And that seems to be the way it is. We're not very diligent about it. Like, we don't get up every day and start writing. You know, it sort of happens when it happens. You know, it's sort of organic in that sense. You know, whenever we made the last CD as well, we had, sometimes whenever you've got a project to work towards, it makes you sit down and finish things as well. So we had a couple of ideas that we hadn't really fully developed. And then when we decided to make an album, it meant then that you had to sit down and get something finished, get something together.
So when you say somebody has an idea, the idea could be a melody, the idea could be some words, the idea could be a style.
Well, for example, the first song that we sang was called Sing My Sister Down, the one that we sang today. And that was based on a story that Karen read, a short story of the same title, Sing My Sister Down. And I think she was just really, it really captured her imagination, that title and the story. And then it sort of, I don't know, maybe a melody came to her, and it had been running around in her head for a while, as far as
like
I remember.
A kind of a chorus, I suppose, and then just worked on a bit more, worked with the girls, you know. And sometimes it doesn't always, I suppose, happen that way. Maybe something will be fully there, you know, you just get an idea for a song. And songwriting is just something we're still sort of, I suppose, crafting and you know, getting better at. I suppose, again, everything. I mean, I think that we'll always feel like we have to kind of just keep improving and developing and learning. And I think songwriting is one of those things for us as well. But because I think whenever we started, we were doing more traditional stuff. Like, our set of music would have been, mostly kind of traditional tunes, and then we started to add in more songs, and then we started to write tunes. I think we started to write tunes before we started to write songs. And then, yeah, I think once me and Lorna went over to Australia and we started to sing in a lot of bars and we were singing lots and lots of covers. And then, you know, I suppose just after a while, you kind of think, God, you know, it can't be that hard to write these songs, you know, and maybe we should try it ourselves. And so it all started then. That was around, you know, 2000.
Well, I've enjoyed what we've heard so far. So I'd say you're doing pretty well. Why don't you do us another one?
Why don't we do the song that Jolene wrote?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jolene's been very quiet. Is there a story behind this one?
Oh, this particular song?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a song about her grandma.
The story's in the song?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, just, yeah.
Okay. The Henry Girls, live on Live and Local.
Tell me, was it you by the window, darling? Won't you tell me, was it you? And when we saw the light that night, oh, tell me, was it you? It was a late September night when we went out walking. While you were laying there, they were saying prayers for you. Many years before we walked here together, and your gentle voice still lingers in my soul. Tell me, was it you by the window, darling? Won't you tell me, was it you? And when we saw the light that night, oh, tell me, was it you? Wish I had the chance to tell you I love you, all the times that you were lost and on your own. And if I had the chance to tell you I love you, I'd remind you that you never were alone. The window, darling, won't you tell me, was it you? And when we saw the light that night, oh, tell me, was it you?
The Henry Girls, the lead vocal on that one was Lorna, also playing the accordion, and Jolene, who wrote the tune entirely, or you got the ball rolling
exactly, because I never really wrote songs as such before, so the girls brought their expertise in there.
And, just a little bit. No, I think she's been humble. I think she more or less wrote the whole thing, and we just helped out with a little bit of the lyrics. That's all.
So there, you ought to do it again.
Give it a go.
And I'll bet you have. No?
Bits.
Yeah. Jolene playing the harp and then Karen on the... What did you have? You had the fiddle on that
fiddle.
One.
Fiddle.
Yeah. And joining in the vocals. They're going to be playing at the Upper Bout in Champaign tonight. That is a new guitar and music store in the old JBJ gift building, if you've been around a while. And you don't even need to have been around all that long to know where that is. 723 South Neal Street. And you'll find it. There's no upstairs there, right? It's just
there
all
are condos upstairs.
Okay. So it's on the main floor. And that starts. That show starts at 7:30. It's a presentation of co-presentation of Heartland Gallery, Sylvia's Irish Inn, and the Upper Bout. And we're presenting them here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our programs are made possible with the support of the Friends of WILL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. You have a cover of a Bruce Springsteen tune on your new record. What was there a kind of a unifying concept behind this new one? It just came out. It's called Louder Than Words.
Yeah, I don't know if there was really, I mean, not really in some ways, you know, but we just had some songs that we had been kind of just trying out and we just put them all together. We worked with a producer, the same producer who did our last album before this. And so we had we had a few more than that, you know, songs-wise. So these are the ones that we thought already would work well together. And, you know, the Bruce Springsteen song was a song we had, myself and Lorna played with another kind of band before and sort of during the beginning stages of the Henry Girls. We played with another band and one of the songs that we used to do was Reason to Believe by Bruce Springsteen. And it's such a lovely song to sing. I love singing it. And I really love the whole album, the Nebraska album. And so then we did it, and we have on the recording there's a brass section and a gospel choir. We kind of went to town. So because Lorna and Jolene, well, Lorna in particular had sort of established the local, this was gospel choir, the Inishowen Gospel Choir, and she did herself and another girl to sort of set that up, and then Lorna just got too busy for it, so she kind of let them go. And there's
helped them for about 4 years, this choir.
But you decided to bring them on this record.
Well, because they're so good, and I stopped working with them in around 2010, which was when the Henry Girls started to get really busy with touring outside of Ireland and recording, and so but I've always stayed kind of, you know, in good contact with the choir, and it's just like there's a particular part of the song that really lends itself to having a choir on it, so they're on that bit. And they're on a couple of tracks on the album, actually.
Well, I was going to say, Mike, why don't you cue up track 10?
Yeah.
Because it's just you and them and no instruments involved in this one, right?
Yeah.
Thought it might
be a Hammond on it.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, a little Hammond organ. Well, I suppose you have to have that, at least with American gospel. Is that something that
Gospel choirs have become really popular in Ireland for some reason. I think it might have something to do with Whoopi Goldberg. Because she had, I don't know if you remember Sister Act. The film.
I know she was in it. I never saw it.
And it was a really popular film in Ireland. And then people just love that style of music. It's very uplifting, very joyous, and so it's also quite easy. And there's gospel choirs all over Ireland now, which is, I mean, it's, you know, obviously there weren't years ago. It's just become a new thing, and we live way out in rural Ireland, so it makes it even more unusual to have a gospel choir, you know, out in the wilds of Donegal.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, but it's good. They're a great group. Lovely people.
The Inishowen Gospel Choir.
Yeah, that's right.
Joining the Henry Girls on their CD, most recent one called Louder Than Words. And the song is called Here Beside Me on Live and Local.
You with me here beside me.
like me is all I really need. I'm asking one thing only, that you will always stay close to me. I will be true in sunshine and shade, troubles behind, no longer dismayed. I'm going back to the mountain, it's where I long to be.
Here Beside Me is called Henry Girls with the Inishowen Gospel Choir on their latest CD, which I just forgot the name of, Louder Than Words, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Reminder that the Henry Girls, without the Gospel Choir, will be performing tonight at 7:30 at the Upper Bout Guitar and Music Store at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign. It's in the building where one of the numerous El Toro restaurants is, or the old JBJ building. And it's been a treat to have them on here. It's a wonderful sounding choir. And I was also intrigued, Jan Chandler, who of Heartland Gallery, who is the one who really brought you guys here, she was just telling me as we were listening to that where Inishowen is.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell them where it is and what it's like? That's where you're from. You're from
Inishowen, yeah. It's a peninsula at the very top of Ireland. And if you look at the map, I mean, there's six counties that are sort of part of the United Kingdom, Northern Ireland. And then Donegal's over to the left, and it's part of the Republic of Ireland. But the peninsula is sort of, it's way up. It's more north than the north of Ireland. And it's very close. Like, we can get a ferry over to Portrush, Coleraine. You can be over in the Northern Ireland in about 20 minutes on the ferry. So it's, yeah.
And what's it like there?
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Is it green?
It's very green. Lots of
the beaches.
It's just mountains, rivers.
Coastal.
Yeah. And at the moment,
unspoiled.
You can, yeah,
rugged.
At the moment, we're very lucky to have that. You can see the aurora. It's quite visible from Malin Head at the moment. So, like, especially, you know, last weekend in particular, there were hundreds of people up there looking to see the Northern Lights. So it's a bit of a tourist attraction at the moment.
I bet. Something I've never had a chance to experience.
Well, I've gone up a couple of times. I know you have too, Jolene, to look for it, and I've seen absolutely nothing.
Oh. Yeah, so you're in the wrong place right now.
Right now, yeah.
This is not the time to be over in America. You have to go way up to Canada probably to see it going on right now.
Yeah.
Well, I want to let you do another song say thanks for coming on, Karen, Lorna, and Jolene McLaughlin, who are the Henry Girls, as we heard at the beginning. Let me do some of my little business keeping that I have to do, which is mostly to say that Live and Local comes to you on 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. What would you like to take us out with?
This is a song off the new album, and it's a song called So Long But Not Goodbye.
This is one of those that is not by you.
This is not by us, no. This is by a man called John McBreen from County Cavan.
Let's give it a listen.
You just smiled as we said our last goodbye. But behind that smile, a teardrop in your eye. Your skies were not so blue, though the city lights is true, were fascinating you. I just whispered, see you by and by. Then the great big tear came tumbling from your eye, and I knew right there and then that when we make you mine. No one else's dear but so long was not goodbye. You just smiled at me.